what year are we living in? I know that Mad Men is a very popular TV show that celebrates the 60s, a time when men were boys and women knew their place. But somehow, through some bizarre fluke of the cosmic calendar, it feels like American society is rushing backward in time, trying to return to that age when men were in charge and women were required to follow their lead. How else does one explain a congressional hearing on women's health and contraception during which only men were invited and allowed to testify? The last time I looked, we're living in 2012. Today, more women are going to college and earning degrees than men. Women are doctors and lawyers, presidents of universities, clergy from diverse religious backgrounds. But in the halls of Congress, as they're discussing an issue that directly affects women, it seems like the 1950s, a time when women could be seen, but not heard. Add to this a major donor to a presidential candidate saying, "Back in my day, they used Bayer aspirin for contraception. The gals put it between their knees." One has to ask, what's going on? If this trend of turning back the clock continues, I can imagine drugstores moving condoms back behind the counter like it was in the 60s, and anyone wanting to buy condoms had to ask for what they wanted by style and by name. And back then, it seemed like the person working that counter was the oldest person in the store and certainly always had the worst hearing, forcing a person to repeat their request loudly so everyone in the store knew what they were asking for and what they were planning to do that weekend. It seems we're living in a time when women are once again being ignored, and the right of women to determine whether or not they wish to have a child is being undermined. The unspoken message is that people shouldn't have sex unless they're prepared to have a child. Pregnancy is treated like a punishment for that nasty behavior. Contraception, and particularly the pill, enabled women to enjoy the pleasures of sex without the fear of pregnancy. It gave them a freedom that men had already enjoyed, and I think there are men who resent this. My sense is that the morality police are trying to turn back the clock because they resent the fact that women can control and enjoy their sexuality without fear of pregnancy. These men are frightened that women are in control of their fertility and of their sexuality and thus enable them to determine and direct the course of their lives. The 50s and 60s were good times for men, but not so for women. For women's choices were limited and their opportunities defined by men. Turning back the clock may make men feel better, but it harms women and diminishes the quality of the society in which we live. A society that is frightened by women's sexuality and women's right to determine and control if and when they will have a child is a society being run by frightened men who act like bullies. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.